Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 8:23. Total Information AM on KMOX. Time to check in with Hancock and Kelly. Guys, good morning.
Hey there.
Hello, everyone.
Scott, Debbie, good to see you guys.
You as well. I always know it's Friday when you guys are here. It makes me happy. That means I'm almost done.
We bring that smile.
You do. Absolutely. All right. I was talking to Margaret Brennan of CBS Face the Nation earlier this morning, and we were talking about, of course, the midterms, because it's all about the midterms. And earlier this, maybe a month or two ago, actually just weeks ago, it seemed like Democrats were not going to suffer the losses that would be typical for them during a midterm. But new polling shows that things are shifting. Michael, I'll start with you. Have Republicans changed the narrative away from some of the issues like the overturning of Roe v. Wade?
No, the narrative is being driven by Donald Trump. Look, in an off-cycle election, it's expected that the Republicans would do well in the United States Senate. I think they've almost conceded it to the fact that the Democrats are going to hold on to the United States Senate. And now there's a question as to whether or not the House of Representatives will stay in control of the Republicans. The Cook Report, which is a well-established political blog that John and I would track, has now put the House up for toss-up. And I think this is directly reflective of a lot of the candidates who are winning in Republican primaries that are just out of the mainstream, most of them carrying the election denier message and the QAnon message of Donald Trump.
Did you get a medical marijuana card over the weekend, last weekend?
Debbie, make sure we mark the tape for the conversation we're about to have, because I have a feeling we'll be bringing this back up after the November elections.
So Republicans are going to take the House. They're not going to get as big of a bump as we would have seen 3 months ago. Joe Biden's approval rating has come up into the low 40s now, and that's an improvement from 34, which is where it once was. So they're not going to suffer the losses that they could have. But Republicans are going to take the House. The redistricting that took place is almost a guarantee. And the Senate is probably not going to be won by Republicans, but there's enough seats in the balance. And I would hasten to add that the polling in the last three election cycles has undercounted Republican votes. And you look at the last poll before the election and the performance on Election Day, and there's about a 5 or 6 point in some cases bump for the Republicans, because I guess a lot of Republicans won't answer poll questions. So it's not going to be as great of a cycle as it could have been. And you point to Donald Trump, and certainly that's an impact. But we're going to take the House, and there's a shot that we take the Senate. I would kind of doubt it.
One issue that Republicans seem to be bringing up now, a new issue, is credit card companies tracking gun sales. Progressives say it's a step forward in monitoring suspicious sales. Republicans say it's on our way to more invasive corporate surveillance. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't like being tracked on anything, you know. But, of course, we've got these darn phones, and they, you know, my phone tells me I'm 9 minutes from home every time I go to the post office. So
I know it gives me great satisfaction when I can tell my phone, that's not where I'm going.
Yeah, right.
I'm going somewhere else, phone.
Yeah. I think if we focus on the objective of keeping guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, that's a sound public policy thing to do. But if you begin to encroach upon law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights, that's a step too far.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that the corporate would be overwatching what it is that we're spending our money on. Although when it comes to guns, I think it becomes an exception. And if you look at what's happening with public opinion and gun control in this country, it's definitely where the public is going to choose to side. I think there's some real constitutional questions as to whether or not that can be the case. But, you know, the idea of continuing to support guns, no matter what kind they are, at any cost is costing the Republicans. And I think this is probably a product of Democrats wanting to continue to capitalize on that.
Well, that is Michael Kelly, along with John Hancock. I'm Debbie Monterey with Scott Jago, and it is 8:27. More of Hancock and Kelly after news at the bottom of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.